Blog Talk Radio.
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Damn.
I swear that hate cut deeper than a knife, you. Especially when there ain't nobody like you. And they steady bringing knives to a gunfight. But I ain't gonna run, cause I got the gun. That's my ego. It shoot like a desert eagle. That's my ego. It shoot like a desert. I swear that hate cut deeper than a knife, you. Especially when there ain't nobody like you. And they steady bringing knives to a gunfight. But I ain't gonna run, cause I got the gun.
Good evening to my co-host, Copper Locks. Are you with us tonight?
Yep, I'm here. What's happening? What's happening?
Nothing much. I'm trying to get the motivation, but I don't know what's happening today.
What's going on? I'm making it.
I don't know. It's just one of them days. You know how you have just one of those days? It's just one of them days. How's things going up your way?
It's going. It's cold as a motherfucker up here, though.
It's cold.
Yeah, it's cold.
Oh, I don't envy that part at all. Oh my goodness, no! I'd be frowned up and everything. Oh wait.
It's cold as hell. I've been down in the desert and shit.
Lord, oh no, not feeling that. Yeah, but I was thinking that tonight we would have a continuation of the show from last night, but I don't know. How you feeling? What kind of topic you feel like tonight? I ain't in the mood for half of the stuff on the planet right now. I'm going to tell you about me. Oh, coffee just showed up. I might feel better in a minute, y'all. Oh, I got coffee. Wait, I might change my mind. I might feel better in a minute. Coffee just came to me. All right, that's enough. Thank you. I need some sugar, though. I can't maintain without it. Yeah, I think that last night's show was a really good show. You know, we had a lot of the youth calling in and expressing their opinions about how things are going. I always like to hear from the youth because I think that, you know, a lot of their complaints, to me at least, is that we as adults don't listen. So I like to create the avenue for them to be able to say whatever it is they feel like we're not listening to.
Well,
the callers that are on the line, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut across you, but I do have callers on the line. If you want to chime in, just push 1 on your phone keypad, and then I can see that you want to get in, and I'll open up your mic. What were you going to say, Coppola?
No, I was going to say about, you know, continuation with the youth, and they was talking. I was talking to my daughter earlier, and she had a little boyfriend. You know, and she was talking about how, you know, how the youth up here, you know, they want to settle their differences with guns and, you know, other things itself, you know, instead of just going head to head with a fist fight. You know, they'd rather take you on out of here than to fight and, you know, come back and fight another day. They'd rather just end you right then and there instead of coming back to fight another day over some stupid stuff. You know, it's just ridiculous, you know, how these children is acting today. And, you know, and with them, when somebody make them mad or, you know, what fighting period, they'd rather bring guns and knives and all that stuff to a fight than to fight with they fisticuffs. You know what I'm saying? They'd rather end you than for you to come back and fight another day. So with that, I think that's a big problem, you know, with the youth. You talking about they don't want to listen or they don't, the adults don't want to listen to them. But look how they act, you know.
Right.
Especially with this craziness. You know, how anybody goes sit and listen to you or give you any kind of advice when you don't even have respect for yourself or the other person.
Right. I can agree with that. Most of the times, too, if you can look at those types of children that are resorting to that type of violence and look at their parents, you'll see that that apple don't fall too far from the tree. And then that goes back to when I was saying, like, some of the people that I went to middle school with, I knew there was no way on God's green earth that I was going to go to high school with these people. And I made it my business to get away from them. And then now, you know, coming in certain areas, you see their children, and their children are acting the same way these same grown people acted. So that's further proof of not being taught. You know what I mean? No one is teaching. The adults are not teaching the children, and then the children are going on still not being taught. Or that which they are being taught is not productive, you know, and to kill someone, to take their life, while they're still so young, they realize later that nothing was that important and that they, you know, they wish they hadn't done it. But no one is doing it. No one is saying these things. They're putting them, you know what I'm saying, putting the children to the back burner on certain occasions. Now, there are certain ones where, like you say, again, these people just have no respect. And that, those are the ones I think that, you know, it would serve us good if we could just get away from it all. You know, we could just contain all the animals in one big cage, the rest of us would be straight. But it's not cool. A lot of young people are losing their life. I just saw somebody, didn't somebody just recently die up there?
Yeah, quite a few.
Quite a few?
Yeah, quite a few. They dropping like flies up here every other day.
And these young people?
Yeah. Huh?
These are young people?
Yeah. Yep, young people. Not even in their 20s yet.
Don't even know what life is yet.
But they'd rather just go on out and do whatever and just end it, you know, over something stupid. You know, they don't want to take the time out to talk about it or... They try to get down to the bottom of it. They just want to do what they think is best that they can do. you know. And like I said, that's the results of it. Because it's like I was just outside, and all I hear is helicopters flying and searchlights, you know, shining through the sky. For what?
Wow. Wow.
And
amazing.
Just like a couple of people were saying, they were saying that they doing the urban genocide up here. And like I told them, they said they doing urban genocide everywhere.
What is urban genocide? What is that?
With all these people around here doing all these crime and fighting and all this stuff, they taking these people off the streets and they putting them in these concentration camps. That's what they set up for. They
blocking concentration
camps. Yeah, they blocking the urban living, like the neighborhood, your hood area. Yeah,
right.
they shutting this down. They getting rid of all the grocery stores. They getting rid of everything. They don't want nothing here. They don't even want to fix the streets here. They just want this
wow.
to go down and go away.
So wait a minute. So what happens to all those people? What do they shop at? When they're closing the stores, what are the people that are left having to do?
They have to go way out or... You know, they still got little moms and pop stores around, but, you know, it's not many. But they're closing down the major grocery stores and making people go all the way out.
Wow. That's sad. That's real sad. But that's how they do it. When they've had enough of that type of behavior, they just start shutting it down, or they let you have a situation go on where you riot and you burn your own stuff down, and then they just don't build it back anymore.
Right. That's what they're doing. They done tore all kind of houses down around here. Look like a landfill around here.
Wow.
They just don't care. All the schools, we don't even talk about the high schools and the elementary or the junior high schools. These children up here, I say they got like 3 high schools they could go to, maybe 2 middle schools, maybe not even that.
What?
Yeah.
How many children are still up there? I mean, that has to be like a major overload of the classroom and
oh, believe
the teacher's
me, it
responsibility.
It is. And that's where all the crime is
cool.
coming. That's where all the crime is coming
cool.
from. But, you know, no matter how many times or how much you try to talk to these people, they just do not understand. They don't want to hear it. And then all the older
wow.
people, they basically scared, and all they do is just go in their house and close their doors and don't even think about it no more.
Wow. And that's just it. That's just the end of it until whatever happens next, huh?
Exactly.
Wow. Are there no representatives? Is there nothing going on? People are aware, I'm sure, of what's going on up there. But is there nothing that's being spoken of, that's being put into place to bring the community together or any of that?
Nope. Nothing.
Wow. Wow.
There's nothing here.
So I wonder what's going to happen after all of the Nubian people have been removed from that community. Then what, it becomes all white?
There's no white people coming over. They probably just shut all this stuff down, tear all these houses down, and just shut it down. And probably rebuild for the white people to come back from this neighborhood. Because when I first moved over here, that's what it was all white.
Right.
It was only a few black families that came in here. But now it's a lot of black families over here. Our street is pretty, because I'm outside right now, it's pretty quiet. But, you know, you can't walk up and down the street. You can't do none of that.
Wow. That's crazy.
It's really
so it's dangerous to even walk down the street.
Yeah. You can't. The store is right up the street. I wouldn't dare walk up there at night.
Wow, that's crazy.
So if you thirsty or whatever or want something to snack on, you better wait till tomorrow.
That's not cool. And I noticed a lot of people like from up there in Michigan are moving towards the south. Maybe that's why, because of the situation. They want to get away from that.
Yeah, because there's nothing here. There's nothing here.
Wow.
It's just a sad situation. I just feel sorry for these children. I really do. Because I told them, I said, y'all don't have the opportunities that we used to have. And I was even talking to some of my neighbors, you know, that saw me grow up. And I'm almost 50 years old. So my neighbors that saw me grow up, they seeing my children grow up. And they seeing how they are, you know. And they even, they
right.
shake their heads. And be like, man, these children are off the chain.
Right.
There's nothing they can do. You say anything to them, you go get cussed out. You know? It's
and
just
that's what that, yeah. That's what one of the complaints were, like one of the adult elders was saying that they are really afraid to even talk to the youth. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, they scared that they're going to get hurt or something.
Yeah, because they will push you down. They will hit you upside your head, push you down. They don't care. They lost respect. They lost respect for themselves, and they lost respect for the elders.
Yeah, I think it has really boiled down to, like the young man was saying on the show last Shadow, is that either, you know what I'm saying, either you with it or you're not. Many are called
right.
and few are chosen.
And that's true.
And every child
you know,
of the Most High that's born, there's a child of the devil born also. So I think that with these rambunctious individuals that are walking around with no self-respect, no self-love, no love of self and kind or any of that stuff are the seed of the devil. That's what we're looking at. That's what their behavior entails.
Yeah, because they don't care.
It's
they do not care. And it's sad. It's really sad.
What about the parents of those children up there? What are those parents doing?
Well, the ones, well, I don't know what most of the parents are doing. Cause just like you said, the apple don't fall too far.
Right.
The apple mm-hmm. do not fall too far from that tree. So if they acting like that, 9 times out of 10, their parents is acting like that. Or their parents is somewhere doing something that they ain't got no business and they ain't doing what they supposed to be doing as parents.
Wow. It kind of makes me wonder, like, from the perspective of the ones that's doing all the wicked stuff we complain about, it's like when things are out of control and crime is out of control, what can you do to bring order, you know what I mean, to your city or your town again? Back in the day, you used to be stoned if you did stuff wrong. You did anything wrong, the whole town will bring you down to the stop sign and bust you in the head with a brick. You know, but now that it's like everything has been allowed to go so far that it has become a plague even for those of us who have no parts in that.
Yeah, that's true. You know, like I said, it's just sad. It's a sad situation.
Right.
That these people don't just, they don't have no, they don't look forward to tomorrow. Because they ain't nothing
right.
to look forward to.
That's sad.
You know, you can
that's
tell
what
them
I was talking
go to school,
about.
Get an education and all that stuff, but shoot, they doing dumb stuff. What do that really matter?
Wow.
You know?
I was reading an article one time, and it said that there were over 15,000 homeless children up that way.
I couldn't imagine, because when the, just like when they did that, that foreclosure thing, a lot of people, when they closed down all these shops up here, all the GM factories and all that stuff. A lot of people lost their jobs, so they couldn't afford to keep their home. So they had let their home go in foreclosure, and that put a lot of people homeless. Because not only did they do like foreclosure, when all those factories and stuff left, all the jobs left from here. Because, you know, Michigan was a GM place. This was GM was born. This is Car City. Detroit is Motor City. That's why it's called Motor City. Because this is where all the cars was built. Buick, Cadillacs, all that. We had all the cars up here. And when they got rid of all them jobs, and a lot of them people, you know, they retired or whatever, they lost their home. So, you know, so when that recession or whatever they call it happened, it really did a number on people here.
It's almost as if it was set up to happen like that. Like, when they knew that all those people were going to lose their job, were they not putting something else into place for them, you know, to replace that income that they were going to be taking from these people? You know, and it's just interesting. It's like a foreseeable plan. If you take someone's income and you know the situation, you already know what the outcome is going to be. And then you just, you know, you deal with it and punish everybody.
Right. Because they're like, I was just talking to my mother earlier. Because she was like, well, you could have stayed here. I was like, for what? It was nothing here. I hadn't worked in 5 years when I was here. You know, so I was really living. You know, I didn't have no money. It was real hard. It was hard to raise a family here. You always struggled. So I didn't see no point, you know, of being here, you know. That's why a lot of people left and went other places.
And then I know you. That place is not, according to what you describe, it is definitely not a place to rear noble children.
Mm-mm.
It's just not a place to do it. Because even when Bishop got on the line, he said that the people up there are not even, they're not aware. It's like talking to the dead up there.
Boy, that's right. And he's right. Because they're not aware. They don't even know. You know, they don't know. They can't even think past nothing. So, no, they don't know. They are dead. They are blind. They don't want to listen. They don't want to hear nothing.
Wow.
You know, so
347-850-1049 is the call-in number. You're joining us tonight on Divine Mothers Radio, where we're having a continuation of the discussion that we had with the youth on Last Shadow about the disconnection between the youth and the elders being accused of not listening, and the youth the same thing. So we're having a discussion about it. All of my callers that are on the line, if you want to chime in or if you want to add to what the discussion topic is, just push 1 on your phone's keypad, and that will let me know that you want in, and I'll open up your mic. Yeah, I don't know. That's a lot. I applaud you from leaving there, because there's nothing there. There's no growth there.
No, it's not. You know, and a lot of my friends that I thought I'd see, a lot of them are gone now, you know. A lot of them didn't move where I just came from Atlanta.
See? Amazing. Amazing. Yeah, the only problem I have about the people that move from up north down south, because, you know, I'm from here, is when they come down here bringing that gang crap.
When I was
in school, and you talked about you was in a gang, and you from up north, and you visiting your family down south, and you come around all the school children talking about that blood, crip stuff. First, we're going to laugh at you. Then we're going to join the shit out of you. and then everybody going to team up on you. You know what I mean? We didn't deal with all that crap. We didn't deal with that. We had our little cliques and our clubs that we ran with, but we wasn't tagging nobody's building, snatching no elders' purses. We didn't even get with that. So that's the only problem I have. It's like they bringing that up north garbage down here. They like the way the South flows, but instead of coming to the South and flowing how we flow, they come bringing that garbage down here with them. I don't like that. I don't like any of that.
And you know what? And that's true, because not only have I ever, you know, I lived in Atlanta, I lived in other parts of the South. And in other parts of the South, yeah, that is a problem, because they do bring that bull, you know, there. For what? If you're trying to escape something, why would you bring your troubles with you? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you bringing your troubles with you? You know, Atlanta is a place, it always, or Georgia, the state of Georgia, has always been a hospitality state. You always have people that will wave at you when you walk down the street, or is always friendly. That's what I always remember about Georgia. And I've been coming to Georgia all my life. You know, so that's what I always remembered about that. Because I was always like, why are people always speaking to you down here? You're like, they're friendly.
Right, because we don't have time for all that shit. I looked at it, you know, I'm like, wow, people come. I went up to Philadelphia one year, and I, you know, slowed down and let somebody back out of their driveway, got cussed out by the man in the car with me. You know, I'm driving down, I pause and let somebody cross the street, got cussed out by the man in the car with me. I'm like, yo, what is the issue? And he was like, they got to wait on you. I said, whatever happened to hospitality? He was like, the hell with hospitality. I was like, wow. So y'all bring that come down here with y'all.
Right, they bring the hostility, the problem, they troubles, they bring it with them. Instead of getting rid of it before they move somewhere else. You know, just like I was telling my mother, you know, about why people always sick, why people always depressed. I said, because of what you know, allow yourself to come into, you know, what you allow to come around you, that's what keeps you sick. That's what keeps you depressed and all that. If you don't allow that kind of energy in your matrix, you won't have those problems.
Right. But they don't know. I don't think a lot of people know how to let go of something. They don't know how to let go and start over. They only know how to do what they do. Which is why you see a lot of these little young people from up there, and they still going to jail down here. It's like, why did you could have stayed up there for that?
Exactly. But like I always say, you can take the person out the neighborhood, but you can't take the hood out the person.
I still think that we as adults have a hand in it, you know, because we could have made adjustments a long time ago, and we didn't. We didn't see the need to invest in our children any longer. So when they started closing down all of the shop, you know, the stuff, the community centers and all of these things, we weren't down there talking about it. We didn't care about it. But now our children have nowhere to go, and they're running in the streets causing problems, and it's an issue.
Yeah. It is.
Wow, this is a fast half hour. We got 60 seconds remaining on this show. What I'm going to do is close it out and start up another one. If you're interested, you can call back in, 347-850-1049. You with that? Because I scheduled the show for a half hour before I did the magic, so I could have actually scheduled it for an hour or two, but, you know, my life ain't ordained and shit. Okay, well, that's what's up. I'm going to close out this show, y'all, and I'm going to go ahead and start back up so we can continue on. And then that way, if anyone else wants to add or have anything else that they're interested in talking about as far as the youth and the adults, I'm with it. You know, I hit 99% of the adults upside the head with the truth. So I'm going to hang up in this episode now and call back in. Give me about 2 minutes, 347-850-1049. All right? Peace.
All right.